Glad you can join us here today on a Monday. Next Tuesday, August 4th, is primary election day in Lansing, and it's highlighted by city council races. Current state Scott Pohl is here with a preview. So, Scott, who's running for re-election and who isn't?
Well, good morning, Mark. Carol Wood is running for another term as an at-large council member. Jody Washington hopes to stay in her seat, representing the 1st Ward. And A-Lynn Bowles is running for re-election in the 3rd Ward. Vincent Delgado was appointed to an at-large seat earlier this year, but he isn't running, so he'll be gone at the end of the year. I talked about the city council primaries with Lansing State Journal reporter Eric Lacey.
I want to make it clear, you know, I started the State Journal in March. I'm a Lansing native, so I'm really familiar with Carol Wood, and I've gotten to know Jody Washington and A-Lynn here over the last several months. And can tell you that all three of them are really actively involved right now with a lot of the key topics going on in not only Lansing, but the greater Lansing area when it comes to this talk of a potential sale to BWL, Mayor Bernero's look into the city's assets as far as should we sell some of them, should we at least consider selling some of them, including the BWL. All three of them have been really, I think, pressing the administration when it comes to more attention on the neighborhoods, code compliance for rental properties. Right now, the city of Lansing is down 25 police officers. So all three of them, I think, have been really engaged in their communities. And I think all three of them, to be honest with you, are really running organized campaigns. And they have experience behind them. And I think all three of them have pretty strong bases behind them that they're really reaching out to at a time like this.
So the at-large portion of the ballot on primary election day, there are 5 candidates for 2 seats, and there will be 4 of the 5 moving on to the general election ballot. Only 1 will be eliminated in the primary. So we want to talk about the other 4 along with Carol Wood, who's running for re-election to an at-large seat. The other 4 candidates include Harold Lehman Jr., Marianne Prince, Patricia Spitzley, and Emily Devendorf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I can tell you, first off, Harold Lehman Jr. has ran for a number of positions in the past and has been unsuccessful, but I can tell you he has been engaged in the community.
He's a former council member, former council president.
Yeah, I don't know much about his campaign right now. It doesn't seem as organized compared to some of the other candidates out there. I can tell you, Marianne Prince, kind of the same deal from what I can tell. The two that I believe are two of the most qualified that have been really engaged community lately are Patricia Spitzley and Emily Devendorf. Patricia Spitzley was part of this group, the Racer Trust, that tries to help redevelop General Motors sites throughout the Midwest. There's, I believe, 7 Racer Trust sites in the greater Lansing area, and all 7 could possibly be redeveloped within the next year or so, including a bunch in Lansing Township, kind of where that old General Motors Craft Center was and the Verlinden plant and those areas. There's talk there could be a auto supplier there that could bring up to 1,000 jobs to the community. So Patricia Spitzley had a role in getting the ball rolling with that. I've been in contact with Lansing Township. So that could be a good get for the region. And, you know, that could be something that could really put her in high regard, especially now with the primary coming up. And in terms of what Emily Devendorf brings to the table, she's got experience in the Michigan legislature. She's younger. She's 36. She's part of a group called Equality Michigan. She's big into equal rights for all. She's made it be known she's a bisexual candidate. She's made it be known she's a supporter of same-sex marriages. She brings a lot more, I think, social issues to the table and a younger perspective. And you know, I really believe that if this region's going to thrive, you got to reach out to a younger group of people, and she might be the kind of person that does that. When I go to these council meetings, I don't see a whole lot of young people there at all. I don't see a whole lot of people there at all these days. So, you know, whatever you can do, any of these candidates, to engage the community and try to get them more involved, I think that's a good thing.
Back to Marianne Prince for just a moment. She's a retired state worker who ran a write-in campaign for mayor in 2013. She's one of the people that some folks describe as a council regular.
Yeah.
She's there a lot and comments a lot on public comment when that's available at council meetings. We're talking with Lansing State Journal reporter Eric Lacey about the August 4th primary election in Lansing. Eric, in the 3rd Ward on the city's southwest side, A-Lynn Bowles is running for re-election. Tell me about
her time on the council. And one other thing that she's dealing with right now, she's been sued by Lansing attorney Scott Grable for failing to perform some work that she had been paid for. That's an allegation that she denies. Is that coming up as a campaign issue?
Well, to my knowledge right now, I don't believe it's been brought up lately, but I know I've reported on it. You know, her actual first hearing having to do with that was in City Hall, and they had to get a different judge from, I believe, the Jackson area to kind of mediate this situation. Her pretrial is scheduled for September 9th, and I did press her on this. I did press her attorney on this. I did press the attorney for this law firm that is alleging she committed fraud. You know, why did this conveniently get moved back until after the primary? The attorney representing this law firm claimed to not know that she is actually running for re-election, which I, to be honest with you, kind of try to find hard to believe. Hugh Clark was actually talking to this attorney in the court before this hearing went on. And Hugh Clark is married to, you know, Judy Brown Clark, who is an acting member of the council vice president. So just kind of makes me wonder what's going on there. But in fairness to Aylin Bowles, I can tell you that she's been very engaged with what's going on right now when in terms of this talk of a potential BWL sale. I know she's very engaged in her district. I think she's very engaged in the faith-based community. You know, as an African-American woman, I think she does a good job representing her community. And in terms of the other candidate, Adam Hussein, I believe that he's another person with a young perspective that could be really refreshing if added to the city council. He is a government teacher at Waverly High School. He was on the park board. He is the son of Jody Washington.
Son-in-law.
So, you know, he has been really kind of slowly, I think, gaining some support. But I think for him, being a younger candidate, I think it could be really tough to beat someone like an Aylin Bowles. And as far as Ryan Earl, I'm not sure I know much about him at this time, but I'm kind of doing some more digging to find out more, and we'll be reaching out to him soon.
He's a legislative aide in the State House and describes himself on his campaign's Facebook page as a moderate.
Yeah.
That's kind of all I've been able to find at this point.
Yeah, that might be a good thing these days, being a moderate, you know?
Eric Lacey is our guest. He covers the Lansing City Council for the Lansing State Journal. Has Mayor Virge Bernero weighed in yet on the candidates for council?
Well, not so much on the race, but I can tell you that he definitely is engaged on what the current council is doing right now. So anybody who's going to join this council new, they better be ready to deal with some serious issues. And it's not just all about the BWL. Right now, there are open code compliance positions. The city is down 25 cops. The city's assets are being studied closely and will be over the next year, 2 years, even longer. There's issues when it comes to what kind of role should the BWL board have in all of everything. There's $600 million in unfunded pension and healthcare liabilities that I know Mayor Bernero wants to tackle in some way, shape, or form. You know, there's even speculation that there could be at some point some kind of attempt at a charter amendment to have a more city manager form of government. And if folks out there have been following the news lately, you probably know that the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 652, I believe, commissioned a poll that came out just last week. And one of the questions on that poll was, would you prefer to have more of a city manager form of government in Lansing? I've been trying as much as I can to get the results of that poll question out to the public, because I believe the public deserves to know. I know Mayor Bernero would love to know what the results were of that. But they don't plan on releasing those poll results anytime soon. I think that could be an issue coming up down the road. And I know that, and for a fact, that there are union folks out there that their support with Mayor Bernero is kind of wavering. And some of these folks in unions, like the IBEW, help contribute to campaigns for some of these city council members. So whomever is in the mix for the city council, whatever the city council looks like down the road, they better get ready to go to work. And also, too, I want to really emphasize that as much as we're seeing some progress going on in downtown Lansing and the city's somewhat coming alive after 5 o'clock during the week, there are big issues when it comes to the neighborhoods. I'm a Lansing native, and You know, it's been really striking to me to see, I believe, in some ways, how the South Lansing has been neglected and how there needs to be more attention to what do you do with vacant properties? What do you do with some of these sites like these Racer Trust sites? What do you do with places that are just struggling? And what do you do to give hope to folks in the neighborhoods? You know, people are going to be coming in that work for the city that will crack down on grass that isn't mowed or rental properties that aren't up to code and things like that. That's what I think people want. And in some ways, I feel like there's a sense of apathy out there. And maybe that's part of the reason why a lot of folks aren't getting involved and going to these city council meetings anymore. I remember back in the day, you would see some of these meetings on TV and there would be a lot of hardcore supporters and there would be a lot of lively discussion. So, you know, the folks out there, maybe they can help ignite some newfound enthusiasm for getting involved in the process. We'll see, and only time will tell.
One last thing we need to clarify, the situation in the First Ward. The First Ward will not be on the ballot because there are only two candidates to send through to the general election. So Jody Washington hopes to be reelected.
Yep.
Her challenger is Shelley Davis Milock, and that won't be on the primary ballot. They automatically make the general election ballot in November. We've been talking with Lansing State Journal reporter Eric Lacey about the city of Lansing's primary election coming up on Tuesday, August 4th. Eric, thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be back home, and I'll be more than happy to come on anytime.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.